We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. Drew Rosenhaus will join us in a little while, a few minutes. Talk to Drew about a lot of different things, from the fifth-year option to the NIL to all the Dolphin players that he represents, including a bunch of free agents. And some of his guys had really, really good football seasons for the Miami Dolphins. Stayed healthy, and were productive. And so we'll get into all that stuff with Drew Rosenhaus coming up here. We've been all over the board here with everything going on and University of Miami football program and what kind of jump can they make for Mario Cristobal in year two. Second recruiting class, but really first full year, although he got some good players from the year before. But just this class this year and the one last year have nothing in common as far as what he was able to do. And we'll see if he can get anything in February on the second National Signing Day, which most of the guys have already signed, but there's still a few guys out there to see what's going to happen. So we'll talk to Drew, including this NIL thing, which just seems to be out of control. Listen, it is out of control. This thing that's going on with the Florida Gators and a quarterback trying to get out of the deal because he said they haven't kept their NIL promises that they made to him. I don't know how much money. There's all kinds of numbers out there, but we'll talk to Drew about. I'm just curious because he's in the marketing part of this now. NFL agents can do the marketing part for approved by the NCAA. So they're involved with all these young college football players. I'm curious to see if Drew would like to see some changes made to police some of these things because it is the Wild West. I mean, they jumped into this thing. It's been great for the players, but it's a mess. It's a mess, and like everything else, when you leave a big gray area like they have for college and high school, you're going to have guys breaking rules. And they're going to go, what rules? There are none. You didn't tell us anything we can and can't do. One's tied to the other. There is no way somebody's going to tell me you're not recruiting a high school player not talking about NIL to his family. There's no way. What do you brought that up early? There's just no way. Oh, no, we only talked to him about the playing and the school and how they fit into our program. We never mentioned money. Really?
I mean, it just seems like the situation with Rashada is exactly that, right?
Correct.
And I don't, you know, 13, is it 13 million? Who knows? Like, that's the number I keep seeing thrown out on Twitter.
I'm having trouble with that every time you say it.
Yeah, I know. It's a big number.
13 million for a guy we don't even know if he can play?
Well, the Gators couldn't even come up with the money, so maybe it was too much for them. But the bigger schools can come up with that money, I would assume.
13 million for a guy that hadn't played?
I don't know, man. If you're a Texas, you know,
I don't
want to
hear.
I
don't want to hear about Manning.
I don't want to hear. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, you know, Joe, that a lot of people have a lot of money to burn and a lot of love for their college football teams.
So, hey, I'll take care of this guy. This guy's mine. I got him. What's it going to take? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's worth it. I'll do it.
They actually are worth it, though.
I don't know, Woody. You don't know if this guy can play.
I mean, that's true. But
it's
like,
good chance
look
he wasn't going to play as a true freshman.
Look at the Manning kid. Think about what he's going to be worth to that school for 3 years.
Well, there's a five-star guy in front of him that had a lot of success before he hurt his shoulder.
He did.
I'm want to see how that plays
but
out
just
too.
Just in general, think about what he's worth. Have you seen the numbers? What he's projected to generate for that school? Set up to $10 million, and that's probably conservative. They get to the playoff. They win a national championship with him.
I don't know. I get it.
That's big money.
That's cool.
So you know what? It does end up being worth it if you pay him $10, $15 million.
Don't you have to see him do it first before you just decide and you try to anticipate what you're going to get?
I think this is probably fun for a lot of these people because this is like as close as they're going to get to being an NFL owner.
So I will say this. We got a major problem if guys in college start making more money than guys in the pro at the same positions.
Well, I don't know if that'll happen, but.
What do you mean?
Mahomes just signed like a $500
million. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about Tua's base salary this year. There could be guys making that. And Jalen Hurts' base salary this year. There could be guys making what he's making. It's just
you stay in college for an extra year if you want.
Well, if you don't think
leave after three,
listen, man. If you just think you're a good college player and you think the money's not going to be there, you might as well stay an extra year. You're right.
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of those guys think that. Like Baker Mayfield, probably deep down knew he was not going to be good in the NFL. He's a great college player.
Well, that's a bad example. He's the first overall pick.
Yeah, but that's
he was
exactly
the first
the
overall pick
I'm talking about.
But he got paid.
Very good college player.
He got paid. He got a guaranteed contract as his first overall pick and made out.
All right, what's a better example? Tim Tebow, great college player.
He should stay.
By the way, Jameis Winston, really good college player.
Yeah, but he was a first overall pick.
He stunk in the NFL.
But he's a first overall pick. You're trying to make Tebow and Jameis the same guys. A lot of people when Tebow was taken were going, I don't think he can play. Great college player, not made for the NFL.
Off the top of my head, I feel like Tebow won more playoff games than Jameis.
All right. What's that have to do with one and the other?
It doesn't have to do with any of them, just saying.
You're just saying, come on. Come on. Even Tebow probably made the right decision. He was taken in the first round by, what, Denver?
Yeah. He did. I mean, he did well. Didn't he beat the Dolphins?
Oh, okay.
On Tebow Day or whatever they had
down
there?
Yeah, they had Tebow Day and they beat us, and he won a game against in the playoffs against
he did.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he
Pittsburgh.
Had a long pass in overtime. He had a walk-off touchdown, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's had more wins over the last 20 years.
You don't have to say that. Why do you got to bring that up? You're full of misery. You think it's funny. You know, you think it's funny. You think it's funny. Wow. You think that's funny.
Well, sad, I guess. But
I don't think anything's funny about losing playoff games. And they're going, there's another year. 22 and counting, Dolphins. 22 years you haven't been able to win a friggin' – Greasy and Marino must be just pissed. And Zonk sitting up there right now, having a drink, overlooking the water up in northern Florida.
Do all those guys get really bummed out?
I think a lot of those guys take this team being bad to heart. When I say being bad, can't win a playoff game. I think when we're sitting down there with the Detroit Lions for not winning a playoff game, I think it really bothers a lot of guys.
You should show your former teammates the poll that we did. Show them that 64% of Dolphin fans, we had a lot of people vote on that thing, think that the season was a success.
That's fine. They did. We don't go to the playoffs that much, so that was good. Yeah. A lot
this
of
guy say Texter is telling us that Arch Manning already said he's not taking any NILs. I believe that he said he's not taking any before he enrolls in school.
Well, he's not supposed to.
Yeah, I don't think he's just.
Oh, he's just. He's you're just saying he's going
to
play by
Peyton
it?
Told him not to take any. Like, I don't think that's. Why would you turn down money?
I would say this between Grandpa Archie and Uncle Eli and Uncle Peyton. There's got to be hundreds of millions of dollars of reasons. If you need it, nephew, just call us or call Grandpa. You're fine.
That family's doing pretty well.
Did he start as a freshman? I mean, he brought half that recruiting class with him. They wanted to play with him.
You're right, though. The other guy, Ewers, was good before he got rocked in that one game. Who they were playing someone good early in the season. They were beating him. I don't
remember. Was that Oklahoma?
Maybe it was. They played something really good, and he looked awesome in the game. And then he like they knocked his shoulder out.
Not good after that. What else we got coming in, Woody?
No, Joe is not allowed to say that. But you're listening on the online, so
what'd I say? I didn't
you're
even
just,
catch
yeah,
it.
You're just out of control. Bo is, this guy says he heard Bo is sponsoring the Milpitas F1 car. The Milpitas race team?
So I thought you kind of, at first, I thought you were really creative. And then he goes, oh, yeah, that's real funny. He goes, I played on a bad basketball team at Milpitas High School. What do you think all the kids said everywhere we went? What do you think we heard when we went out and in for layups? Here's the Milpitas, kids.
No, I didn't really dig deep for that one, bro. That just kind of like, I mean, it goes. It's perfect.
Why are you like a three-year-old, though? Like, you don't let up.
Because it's funny.
It's not funny.
Someone said, my kid just asked me if Joe can give me a bleep load of money. It was a successful season. We finally found out Tua is not our long-term solution at quarterback.
Don't say that.
There you go.
Don't say that to the GM and head coach. He's in. Now we got to hope he can stay healthy.
Being told here, by the way, that Solana was a ball boy at the tennis tournament. Not surprising, but we'll have to
verify. Is that true or is that?
I don't know. I would think probably it's true.
So I got to tell you, two of our tennis pros, because I was at the Miami Open last year, two tennis pros that teach at where I play out of in Plantation were out there every day working. And they were. And, you know, I'm talking about probably 30 years old, a little bit younger. Really good players, like, that were out there really like doing that, being out there on the court, one of the corners, as a ball girl and a ball boy. But I saw him every day. I was like, you're back. And it's all serious business, too, man. They got to walk over with the umpire and the team and, why they check the net every day for all that stuff. Anyway, it'll be a lot of time to talk about the Miami Open because – it is one of my favorite 2 weeks. One of my favorite 2 weeks of the year to go out there and walk around and get a little sweat, eat too much, and go watch. And I don't even like to be on the main court. I like to go out on the outside. I like to see outside, see some of the young players play. Yeah, a little different. Hey, Drew Rosenhaus is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Talk to Drew about a lot of stuff going on here. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Oh, I tell you every day, trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road, 7 days a week, taking care of all of your air conditioning problems for more than 30 years. And I want to let you know, Around the Clock Plumbing is run the same way. Licensed, experienced plumbers, 7 days a week, for all your daily plumbing problems inside and out. And we are the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. We've got box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters for you. So when it blows out, you don't have to wait for like a week to get it ordered and get it in. Same day installation is our goal every day. Financing plans to help out. 855-PLUMBERS, all you have to do. 855-PLUMBER, remember that when you think of Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Really good plumbers, family-owned. Eric, Mike, and Chippy and all the rest of the guys over there ready to help you with all your plumbing and air conditioning problems. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, it's been a while. But when you represent like 40 players on the team, it's time to talk to them. I'm exaggerating a little bit. Drew Rosenhaus, super agent, joins us this morning. Drew, how are you, man?
Joe, great to hear from you, man. And fun season with the Dolphins. Great game on Sunday. A lot of our clients ended the season very energized and are excited about the future of the team. And it was a meaningful year for them. They felt like they made a lot of strides and got a lot better and almost beat the Bills. Almost doesn't count, but this is a team that's got a lot of good players, and they're looking forward to the 2023 season.
Drew, I got to ask you. I wasn't sure. I know you got a lot of – how many players do you have on the Dolphins right now?
So we have 9 active clients on the team. our most prominent clients are, of course, in no particular order, Tyreek Hill, Emmanuel Ogba, Jerome Baker, Connor Williams. We represent Landon Roberts, Duke Riley, and I'm saving this guy for last for a reason because he had a great, great year, Zach Sealer.
Yeah.
And Zach's a new client of ours, and he's a fantastic football player, very underrated. So wanted to give him a little special mention. I think he had a terrific year. I was really excited about Connor Williams at center. We talked about him and free agency, and he lived up to expectations and beyond. Tyreek obviously turned out to be a great trade. And, you know, of course, we're all expecting Emmanuel to come back from his triceps injury and give this team a boost next year. They missed him.
Yeah, well,
when he went down.
Well, it's funny because the guys you mentioned, most of them had really good seasons. I'm a huge Landon Roberts fan as well as Zach Sealer.
Oh, yes.
But I got to tell you, Zach Sealer, the way he played in that last game, it was kind of – listen, he played like that, and I know sometimes he's on limited snaps, but, man, he's a front-line defensive tackle, and when he and Christian Wilkins are playing next to each other, man I'd like – what's he got, one more year left on the contract, Drew?
He does. He's got one more year left on his deal. You know, of course, we have approached the Dolphins about doing a contract extension. You know, they – I'd never like to speak for them, but I think that's a possibility this offseason at some point. And certainly if anybody's deserving of it, he is. And, you know, we have a good working relationship with the Dolphins and Chris Greer and Brandon Shore, so that'll be one of the things to do. Of, you know, of course, Connor Williams is in the last year of his deal as well.
Wow.
We've got Landon Roberts, and Landon is a
great year,
a free agent. Yeah, Landon's kind of the heart and soul of, you know, the defense, and a heck of a leader. And Duke's an important guy on the nickel and special teams. So, you know, listen, I don't know what's going to happen with the defensive side of the coaching staff. I think that's still up in the air, obviously, but I think they're going to want to bring back a lot of the nucleus and kind of work on getting that secondary healthy. And they've got a lot of great pieces on defense. You mentioned Wilkins and Zach. We talked about E-Rob and Jerome Baker. We talked about Emmanuel. We didn't mention Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb. Javon Holland, Brandon Jones will be back.
Yeah.
You know, they get
that good
cornerback healthy. Wow, that's a good team.
Hey, I want to ask you about the fifth-year option. Can you explain to us for first-round picks when you have to pick it up and how it works? And, by the way, it has to do with Tua Tagovailoa, but when do they have to make a decision?
They're going to have to make the decision. It's before the draft and after free agency starts. And, I mean, it's going to be a tough call for the Dolphins because it's much like the Giants last year with Daniel Jones. Jones had a lot of ability, but, you know, had some inconsistencies and they didn't pick up his option year, but they still have the ability to franchise tag him at some point or do an extension. The Dolphins have to ask themselves, how do they feel about Tua's health? Because when you do pick up an option, you're guaranteeing that fifth year and it's at a high number. It's basically around the top, you know, 15 players at the position. And then on top of that, you're dealing with, a full commitment, even if the player's injured and can't play. While if you don't put the option year on, they can become a free agent after their fourth year, but you still have the ability to use a franchise tag.
Wow.
So it's not like the Dolphins would be left without options. I'm sure they're, you know, they're going to rely heavily on their medical people. If it were just a football question, I'd
yeah,
be a no-brainer.
No-brainer, exactly.
You know, there's no doubt about it. But you got to factor in the concussions, and I respect what the Dolphins have said about, you know, there not being a greater likelihood for Tua suffering concussions. But, you know, say that to Zach Thomas or Dan Morgan or a lot of guys we've represented, that once those concussions started piling up, unfortunately, it really felt like they came a lot quicker. Now,
correct,
those guys were middle linebackers, and they hit every single play with all their might, and that's different than a quarterback. But I will tell you, I've had clients whose careers were absolutely cut short because of concussions. And thank God both those guys are killing it. You know, Dan is an assistant GM of the Panthers. Zach's a Hall of Fame finalist again and doing great. But you know what? I think both those guys knew when to call it and not take any further chances. I'm sure you have a lot of clients,
Drew,
or teammates.
Drew, I'm with you, man,
right?
on your thoughts about concussions going forward. And I'm not a doctor, and I don't try not to play one on the radio, but I'm with you on all your thoughts. Hey, Drew, I got some other things to talk to you about. And the other part of the business, sure, you had to get into, the marketing of NIL deals. Hey, do we need to police this stuff a little bit better? It looks to be some of this stuff, especially in the transfer portal, not as much in high school, although I'm sure it's going on. Is there a way to police this stuff any better around the amounts of money?
You know, Joe, I don't know that I would limit the amounts of money just because, listen, I'm an agent and I'm all for guys getting the most money they can. But I do think structure is important. And just like in professional sports, there's rules, there's time frames, there's binding commitments, there's agreements that you can't get out of. I think the college needs a little bit more of that. You know, I think that the ability to transfer unlimited and get in and out of deals and make flip commitments left and right, I got a big problem with that. I don't have any problem with the numbers because, listen, you should be able to get what you can get in this society, in this country. Any other profession can do it. Why can't it be college? Now, listen, I do think there's got to be help. You don't want to give an 18-year-old $10 million without guidance. There should be some type of mandatory assistance from the organizations, from the colleges, to work with these guys to make sure they're putting that money away and not blowing it. I'm all for that type of structure as well.
Drew, I got to ask you, NIL transfer portal, we've heard crazy amounts of money, even promises to high school players. What's the most money you've heard? I don't want any names, but what are we hearing around the country some of the top players are getting when they transfer? Have you heard some numbers at all?
You know, Joe, we represent on an NIL basis Jalen Carter, who you know, could be the first pick of the draft, the defensive lineman from Georgia, all-world football player. And there were a lot of people coming after him at one point, and very loyal guy, and obviously wasn't considering leaving. And Tyler Van Dyke's one of our clients, and a lot of people came after him, and he's loyal, and he stayed at Miami. But, you know, I will tell you, a lot of the numbers that are being thrown out there are great exaggerations.
That's how I felt. Thank you.
There's no chance that – Florida's not paying a guy $13 million to come there. Whatever that deal was, or whatever, somebody was BSing him or his family or somebody involved. That's not realistic. That's not sustainable. And that's not something that I believe is realistic. Are there guys getting $1 million? Are there guys maybe getting $2 million at the very top of the spectrum? And they're probably elite quarterbacks. But the vast majority of good football players that transfer are maybe getting $200,000 to $250,000 to transfer, or top NIL deals. It's a great deal of money, Joe. 2 years ago, you and I never even fathomed
and
you know what? What it's doing is it is encouraging a number of guys not to rush into the draft, to stay in school, make sure they're ready for the NFL. They have the ability to take care of their families without jumping. I think it's going to help college football in many respects, most of which, less guys are going to enter the draft, quite frankly, you know, and a lot of guys are getting the same amount of money to stay in school than they would be if they were a late round pick in terms of guarantees. So, right. You know, of course, NIL is never going to compete with the NFL and being a high draft choice. But I absolutely think that there's a lot of exciting components. But you know what, Joe? You do have to regulate it so that there aren't guys, you know, getting ripped off or getting commitments. The schools need to be regulated. The players need to be regulated. The commitments need to count. And we certainly can't have guys just leaving whenever they want. That's not good for the sport. That's not good for the young men. And that's not good for the coaches. There'll be no discipline. There'll be no accountability. And most of all, there won't be any consistency in college football. And that's a major fear of mine, you know. And so I hope that the NCAA can get a grip on it. Otherwise, it's going to be a big problem.
Yeah. No, man, I'm so glad to hear that. I haven't talked to you for a while, and I wanted to talk to you about some of these things that I agree with, man, on all these things. We need to police these things a little bit more for sure, Drew, for the future and for this stuff that's going on. I got to ask you real quickly. John Ruiz, his name always gets people going one way or the other. I think he's good for business. What do you think of John?
Absolutely. I like John a lot. I mean, John has shown me in my dealings with him on behalf of many clients that we represent at the University of Miami, a lot of integrity, good to work with, good intentions, wants to see these guys do well, isn't interested in just feeding them money. Has an interest in helping them with life beyond football. I'm fascinated that a guy who's a billionaire has such an interest and commitment in micromanaging this stuff as much as he does. It's amazing to me, but it's evident he's got a passion for it, and I see that he's, you know, he really wants to continue to help young people with college and beyond. And you know, I think that's great for the profession and the sport. I like John, and I'm glad he's here and doing what he's doing.
Drew, it's great having you, man. I appreciate it. Us getting caught up, you had a lot of guys have really good season for the Miami Dolphins, so congratulations,
you know,
there.
One personal note that you'll get a kick out of. I got a little guy coming, a son coming in March, the first week of March, God willing. And his name is Robert Rosenhaus. I named him after my dad,
wow,
who was your friend who passed away last May. So this is number 4, Joe, and I got another Robert in the house.
Man,
so,
that is great.
I just wanted to pass it along to you.
If he's going to be anything like your father, I'll tell you what, he's going to be a fun-loving, young acting, really entertaining guy for you, man, because I miss your dad,
Joe.
And he was the absolute best.
Man.
I've known him forever. Knew him forever. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate
Thanks
it,
for the
brother.
Kind words, but have a
All
great
right.
morning. Take care, man.
All right,
bye-bye.
You got it. Drew Rosenhaus joining us this morning. Hey, by the way, got a lot more stuff coming up. Kim Bocamper going to join us, talk a little bit more about the Miami Dolphins. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.